Are your beliefs holding you back from exercising in your 50s, 60s and beyond? Let's reset. Beliefs are just thoughts repeated over and over again, correct? I think we have all heard that before or read it somewhere. And guess what? It is true. If you think you are a positive, kind, all-around good person, and then repeat that thought over and over, and over again, then each day when you step out in the real world you are going to face it with a more positive attitude and outlook about yourself and those around you. Unfortunately, it also works the exact same the other way around. If you think you are not capable, you will always struggle and think most things are not possible to do. Then, each day when you step out in the real world you are going to face it with a more skeptical attitude and outlook about yourself and those around you. Think of these thoughts as background noise in your subconscious until the thoughts become your beliefs. Filled circle, I don't think I can do it. Filled circle, nothing ever goes my way. Filled circle, that's for other people to do. And so on. But let's think back for a second to how we got here. These are all highly self-limiting beliefs we have all had at some point about something. Maybe these beliefs came from a childhood trauma, or an insult, or a negative experience that happened a long time ago, and that wound caused us to repeat that thought so many times that now it seems like it is the be-all truth. When in actuality, it is not. It is just what you have been telling yourself all along about yourself. And the great news is, you have the power and the ability to change and shift your self-beliefs by changing what you say about yourself. Every single day, from the second you wake up. Here are some pointers on how you can begin shifting your beliefs. 1. Just be you. Everyone else is already spoken for, so stop comparing yourself. 2. What are the thoughts that keep coming to mind? Notice them. 3. Where could these thoughts have come from in the past? Who cemented this in your head? Comments from friends, family, teachers, colleagues. Do some mental digging. 4. When a negative thought is about to pop up, turn it around and think of something you have done well. A new job, being kind, good relationships, etc. 5. Pat yourself mentally on the back and repeat that positive thought over and over again. Well done, you did great, I totally got this. Think of this as a form of positive self-care and becoming your own biggest fan. The next time you are debating about if, when, and how to start your next fitness journey, start by doing the most important exercises of all, the mental ones. Remember, you are, filled circle worth it. Filled circle, it is possible. Filled circle, you can do it. The more imperfect the journey, the better the reward. Filled circle, if it has been done, you can do it too. Filled circle, the only closed door is the one that has not been opened yet. Filled circle, age has nothing to do with ability. You and only you can change that. Filled circle, the only opinion and belief that matters is yours and yours only. Filled circle, it is never about the end result, it is about the journey and the lesson. While this practice might take a while to implement, it will help create lasting change that will empower your journey to better overall health and well-being. Remember, it is never too late to begin your health and fitness journey in your 50s, 60s and beyond. Getting more active can help you have more energy, less aches and pains and enjoy the things you love to do. Keeping the right mindset can make all the difference. Owner of Movimento Fitness, Juan Medrano is a certified functional training specialist and certified functional aging specialist.